John and I met just a few months before I turned 50, and we met at the grounds of the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Goblin Scale in the Waterside. John won my heart from the word go. He was a man that everybody loved, and I loved him dearly. And he was kind, he was considerate, and he put others before himself, and he loved his family. When we did marry, we asked, just before we actually married, we asked God to give us 10 good years, because we both knew we weren't in the full flush of youth. John and I asked, and that's what we got, and we were terribly grateful to the Lord for it. The 11th year of our marriage, things changed dramatically when John got very sick and was diagnosed with cancer of the lung.
And when did John pass away?
John passed away on the 31st of August, about 20 past 11 at night, and he was where he wanted to be, in the Foyle Hospice. He wanted to die in the Foyle Hospice, was his wish.
So where did you go from there?
Really, what happens after someone dies is you're thrown into an organisational mode.
And what is it like, Anne, when the funeral's over, the service is over, and all the people go away, and I suppose reality starts to sink in? What is grief like then?
Initially, my brother said, come and stay with us. And after the funeral, and I said, no, I was going home. Because when I would come home, I would have all of John's things with me. And I could go up to the room and see him in the bed. I could see him sitting in the chair. I could see him nursing his cat. I could look in his wardrobe. I could take out his watch. If I hadn't have done come home on the first night, I may not even yet be back home. But it made things very much easier for me when I was able to look at all John's things. That's his shirts. And his shoes and things are all over here. That's all his shoes and his bits on there. And then his other clothes are in here.
So everything on in the wardrobes is exactly how John left it?
Yes, I haven't touched anything yet. And I don't feel any rush to get rid of it. It's not in the way. And I still can see John wearing some of those clothes. And it's keeps a nice balance for me as well. Mm-hmm. But the day will come where I will part with him, because I know John would want me to do that. He would say there's no point in letting them hang in the wardrobe when somebody else could benefit from them. And that will happen. Probably. Don't know. Really don't know.
He loved his style. There's jackets here and there's rows of shirts in the other wardrobe. He was a man that liked to dress well.
He dressed well, and he would bought his clothes very good. And this time of the year, he would have been thinking of going to Michaelhannies in Ballybofey to buy his good summer jumper and his good summer shirt.
And when you see the jackets and everything, does it make it feel like he's here in some
ways? I can see him wearing those clothes. I can, you know, if I bring out that tweed jacket now, I can see him that. And he always wore a blue shirt with it, and I can see him wearing that. And nice grey trousers, and I can see that on him. I can see him standing in that. So the clothes do help. These do still reflect on the person that you've lost.
Mm-hmm. Day to day, do you still think of John as being very much present?
Well, I would every day, every morning I get up, I think of John. I talk to him. Recently, I had the oil tank cracked, and I thought, John, what do I do? And eventually I made the phone calls and got the tank replaced and that. I would talk and think logically about things that he'd done around here, or he maybe helped somebody do. And that's great for me as well. And he's in the house. He's out at the pond. He's down the garden. And, you know, he feeds the birds. You can see him out with the birds and all that. And I can see him, you know, he hasn't gone from this house.